Hello?
Hello, my name is Edward, calling from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. This number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Something else. Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
No, I will vote.
Okay. Probably vote or certain to vote?
Certain to vote.
Certain to vote. Okay. Will you please tell me your age?
70.
70. Awesome. In Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Okay. Generally speaking, do you feel that here in Florida, that things are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Florida, wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Wrong direction. Okay. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Democrat. Definitely Democrat, or you lean towards Democratic?
Oh, definitely Democrat.
Definitely. Okay. Now, I'll ask you your impressions on some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion on them, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. How favorable do you feel towards Kamala Harris?
Very positive.
Very positive, very favorable. Okay. What about Thomas Kalifu?
Who?
Thomas Kalifu.
No, I don't
Republican.
Know that.
You don't know
I
him?
Don't know.
Okay.
Republican, definitely no. Unfavorable.
Okay. But you don't recognize Thomas Kalifu, right?
No.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Okay. Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Very. Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Project 2025?
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay, it's very unfavorable. Democrats in Congress.
Very favorable.
Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Darren Soto.
Favorable.
Favorable. Somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Favorable. And by last, Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Alrighty. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman for this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Somewhat. Okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidate were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Definitely Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay. If the elections for United States Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mokersill-Power, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Debbie. That's all.
Debbie. Okay. And if the elections for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Califu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Darren Soto? Okay.
Yeah.
As you may know, there will be also an amendment to the Florida Constitution to the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled the Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before the ability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one, Darren Soto. It says, Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped a price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. The second statement is regarding Colonel Thomas Califu. It says, Colonel Thomas Califu. He's an experienced businessman owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califu will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibilities by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califu will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. If the elections for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Califu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think he will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Darren Soto. Awesome. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I'll read you the options. There are several ones. If you need me to repeat any, please let me know. First one says, bringing down rent prices. Second, tackling crime and improving public safety. Third, lowering grocery prices. Fourth, protecting reproductive freedom. Fifth, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. Next one, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. Eight, securing our border. Ninth, lowering inflation and gas prices. Next one, protecting Social Security and Medicare. 10th, ending the gun violence epidemic. 11th, making healthcare affordable for working families. 12th, making owning a home more affordable. And by last, promoting traditional values in a school.
I
would be
yes.
The most important.
I vote yes on all of those.
Okay. If you have to choose between the most important one for you, which one would you choose?
Protecting a woman's right to choose?
It will be protecting reproductive freedom?
Yes.
Okay. And which is the next most important issue? If you would like, I can read them back to you.
Lowering price of homes.
In that case, there are two possible options. There is one that says making owning a home more affordable, and
yes.
The other one is bringing down rent prices.
I'd say for both of them, yeah.
Okay. If you have to choose between those two, which will be the second most important? Making owning a home more affordable or bringing down rent prices?
Right now, bringing down rent prices.
Bringing down rent prices. Okay. Let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate, or it will. You have the options between it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or it makes virtually no effect on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. For you, that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect.
No, that's very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home $10 million of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding to the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. For you, that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, where it has no effect.
No, that's very convincing.
Very convincing. Next one, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. That's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect.
No, very convincing.
Very convincing. The next ones are regarding Thomas Califu. It says, Thomas Califu is a fiscal conservative who will rein it out for control of federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. That's for you very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Okay. Thomas Califu will support the Trump-backed American First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califu will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veteran homelessness. That's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Okay. And by last, Thomas Califu will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open borders policies. That's very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Okay. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the elections for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Califu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think he will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Darren Soto. Okay. Let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, where it will have virtually no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been rubber stamped for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. That for you brings serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect.
Right now, I got somebody knocking on the door. I have to go, but no matter how you cut it, I want to vote Democrat all the way. Joe Biden's doing a fine job. I'm happy with him. Anybody that supports Joe Biden's policies is fine by me. There will not be a single Republican from the Amok ballot. But I got
to go. I understand you have to go, but only be taking 10 minutes more of your time, and I promise I'll let you go. In that case...
That's my daughter at the door. I got to go. Thank you.
Okay. Can we give you a call back later on to finish this survey?